Good morning, dear brothers and sisters.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们，晚安。
And I'd like to bring greetings on behalf of saints in Houston to you.
我要将在休斯顿圣徒们的问安带到弟兄姊妹当中。
You will see some of them next weekend.
And 在下一周你就会看到其中一些的弟兄姊妹们。
They're all very excited.
他们都非常的兴奋。
And we thank the Lord for given us this time together before him.
我们感谢主给我们这段时间我们能够一同聚在他的跟前。
And the burden for this time is enthrone Christ in our hearts.
在这段时间的负担乃是要让基督在我们心中做宝座。
And before we start, let's open his words.
让我们在开始之前还是我们先来读他的话。
We'd like to turn to 2 Samuel.
我们请大家翻到撒母耳记下。
Chapter 5, verse 3.
第五章第三节。
2 Samuel, chapter 5, verse 3.
撒母耳记下五章三节。
So all the elders of Israel came to the king at Hebron, and King David made a covenant with them before the Lord at Hebron. Then they anointed David king over Israel.
于是以色列的长老都来到希伯伦见大卫王。大卫在希伯伦耶和华面前与他们立约，他们就高大卫做以色列的王。
Then verse 6 and 7.
第六节和第七节。
Now the king and his men went to Jerusalem.Against the Jebusites, the inhabitants of the land, and they said to David, You shall not come in here, but the blind and the lame will turn you away, thinking David cannot enter here. Nevertheless, David captured the stronghold of Zion, that is the city of David.
大卫和跟随他的人到了耶路撒冷，要攻打住在那地方的耶布斯人。耶布斯人对大卫说，你若不赶出瞎子瘸子，必不能进这地方。心里想，大卫绝不能进去。然而大卫攻取锡安的宝藏，就是大卫的城。
Verse 10,
第十节。
David became greater and greater, for the Lord God of hosts was with him.
大卫日渐强盛，因为耶和华万军之神与他同在。
Verse
17节。
When the Philistines heard that they had anointed David king over Israel, all the Philistines went up to seek out David. And when David heard of it, he went down to the stronghold.
腓力士人听见人告大卫做以色列王，腓力士人就上来寻索大卫，大卫听见就下到宝藏。
Verse 23.
23节。
When David inquired of the Lord, he said, You shall not go directly up, circle around behind them, and come at them in front of the balsam trees.
大卫求问耶和华，耶和华说，不要一直地的上去，要转到他们后头，从桑林面对面攻打他们。
Let us have further words of prayer.
让我们再有一个祷告的时间。
Father, we are so grateful that this evening we can gather before you.
父亲，我们感谢你，今天晚上我们能够一同聚在你的跟前。
When we do gather this way, we want to come together in unity and say, Lord, have your own way this evening.
当我们一同这样子聚集的时候，我们愿意同心的向你说，主啊，愿你随你在我们当中做调度的工作。
Lord, we recognize that how limited we are in terms of speaking your voice.
当我们承认，当我们要讲你话语的时候，我们是何等样的有限。
Therefore, we want to commit the speaking into your hand and say, have your own way.
所以我们要当讲说的，那交在你自己的手中，我们要说主啊，随你调度。
Unless you move in our heart, we were unable to hear you.
如果你不在我们心中动工的话，我们就听不见你。
Therefore, concerning to all of us here, we say, have your own way.
对我们当中所有的弟兄姊妹，我们要说随你调度。
Lord, we do want to say that unless you have mercy on us, that we will not be able to accomplish your purpose tonight.
我们要向您说，如果不是你的怜悯在我们身上的话，我们今天晚上就不能成就你自己的旨意。
Then we ask for your mercy tonight.
所以我们今天晚上向你求怜悯。
We ask for your mercy for each and every one of us.
我们为着其中每一个人向你求怜悯。
Therefore, Lord, we say that, Lord, we look up upon you.
所以我们向你说，主啊，我们仰望你。
In Jesus' name we pray.
奉主耶稣基督的名祷告。
Amen. Now we just read the verses in 2 Samuel, and it started that described David was anointed king over Israel.
我们刚刚读撒母耳记下这段经文里面，开始的时候读到大卫被高做以色列的王。
This is not only a historical fact. This has enormous significance over our life today.
这不仅仅是一个历史上的事实，并且在我们现今的生活里面有一个非常重大的意义。
Brothers and sisters, there must be one day in your life, in my life, that Jesus.Take that first place in our life.
弟兄姊妹，总有一天在你的生命里面，在我的生命里面，主要在当中居首位。
There will be one day the Lord Jesus began to sit on the throne in our hearts.
总有一天主耶稣基督要坐在我们心中的宝座上。
And the Lord Jesus was enthroned in our hearts.
让主耶稣基督能够坐在我们心中的宝座上。
One day the Lord Jesus will take full control of our life.
有一天我们的主他要在我们生命里面有那完全的掌控。
It was not easy for David to be anointed as king of Israel.
对大卫而言，要他被高做以色列王不是一件容易的事。
But it had to happen in order to fulfill God's promises to Abraham and to Jacob.
可是这件事情必须要发生，使得神对亚伯拉罕、对雅各的应许能够成全。
Enthrone Christ in our hearts is a central issue of this time.
让主在我们心中居首位做宝座是现在这个最中心的问题。
Therefore, throughout these few days, I would like all of us to consider this one question.
所以在接下来这几天，我要我们所有的弟兄姊妹都来思想这一个问题。
We'd like to come before the Lord and really, ask the Lord about whether we are concerning these questions.
我们都要来到主的跟前，并且在主的跟前寻求我们现在所站的地位是如何。
And this question is this.
这个问题就是在这里。
Is Lord Jesus enthroned in our life today?
主是不是在现在我们的生命当中居首位？
Let's come before the Lord.
让我们都来到主的跟前。
Let's come into, look into our heart.
让我们一同来到主的跟前，看进我们自己心中的光景。
Is the Lord Jesus in control of my life?
是不是主耶稣基督有那一个在我生命里面有能够得着他的掌控？
The answer to this question has enormous impact to our spiritual life.
在这一个问题的回答上面，对我们属灵的生命里面有一个极大的冲击。
This is the gateway to abundant spiritual life.
这乃是一个那一个进入到丰盛属灵生命的一个通道。
This is the only way to obtain fullness.
这乃是那唯一能够进入丰盛的那条路。
Seeing the Lord Jesus sitting on the throne is the defining moment of any God's servant.
在看见主坐在宝座上是那一个关键的时刻，对所有主的仆人而言。
We're not talking about the facts.
我们不是在这边不是讲一个事实。
Everyone here recognizes that our Lord Jesus is sitting on the throne.
在我们当中每一个人都承认我们的主现在坐在宝座上。
Not only is sitting on the throne, his throne will last forever and ever.
他不仅仅坐在宝座上，并且他的宝座要直到永永远远。
But when we are seeing our spirit, that the Lord is sitting on the throne, that is a totally different matter.
可是当我们在灵里面能够看见我们的主坐在宝座上，这件事情却是完全不一样的。
It becomes a spiritual reality in our heart.
在我这样子的情况里面，就在我们心中成为一个属灵的实际。
If the heaven is open to us today,
如果今天天向我们敞开，
we will see the throne of God.
我们就要看见我们神的宝座。
If we don't see the throne of God,
如果我们要看见神的宝座，
then the heaven has not opened to us.
那天就还没有向我们打开。
Brothers and sisters, this is a turning point of many, many people's life.
弟兄姊妹，这在许多人的生命里面是一个转捩点。
Prophet Isaiah,
先知以赛亚，
and there was one day in his life.
在他的生命里面有一天，
and the heaven opened to him.
这个天向他敞开。
Then he saw something.
那他就在里面看见了一些事情。
And he saw the throne of God.
他看见神的宝座。
He saw the robe of the God.
他看见神的衣裳。
Not only he saw the throne and he heard the voice.
他不仅仅看见了宝座，他也听见了声音。
He heard the voice of seraphim.
他听见那个撒拉佛的声音。
And he heard they say, holy, holy, holy.
但撒拉佛在一边呼喊着说，圣哉，圣哉，圣哉。
It's the Lord of hosts.
万军之耶和华。
Not only he heard the voice.
他不仅仅听见这个声音。
He saw the impact.
他也在那边有受到了冲击。
And the foundations of the thresholds trembled at the voice.
他也看见在这个声音所造成的冲击，那个门槛的根基要震动，殿充满了荣光。
Not only he saw the impact,
他不仅仅看见所带来的冲击，
and he felt impact in his spirit,
并且在他灵里面也受到了冲击。
Therefore, there was a response from Isaiah.
因此在以赛亚里面他有这样一个回应。
He said, woe is me.
他说，我祸哉。
For I am ruined because I am a man of unclean lips and I live among a people of unclean lips.
他说祸哉我灭亡了，因为我是嘴唇不洁的人，又住在嘴唇不洁之民中。
So when heaven is open,
弟兄姊妹，所以当天敞开的时候，
then the voice will have a direct impact.
这一个声音就有一个直接的冲击。
Not only the physical impact,But also spiritual impact.
不仅仅在物质上面有一个冲击，在灵里面也有一个冲击。
Therefore, our heart hunger for this open heaven.
因此我们的心就在一边可想着一个向我们敞开的天。
We pray that the heaven will open to us.
我们祷告今天天会向我们敞开。
Therefore, when we can, as we hear the voice of the Lord, there will be a response from our heart.
因此当我们这样子听到主的声音的时候，在我们心里面能够有个回应。
But most preciously, Isaiah heard the Lord himself.
更宝贵的是以赛亚他听见了主自己的声音。
And the Lord said to him, Whom shall I send? And who will go for us?
他听见主的声音说，我可以差遣谁呢？谁肯为我们去呢？
Then Isaiah responded and saying, Here am I, send me.
以赛亚这边就回应说，我在这里，请差遣我。
Seeing the throne of God,
看见
open a new page of Isaiah's ministry.
看见了神的宝座，在以赛亚的侍奉里面就展开了一个，展开新的一页。
And this happened also to Prophet Ezekiel.
这也在以西结的身上是如此。
And one day he sat by the river of Shebar.
有一天他就在加鲁河边。
And the heavens were open to him.
天就向他打开了。
And this open heaven, and he saw the throne of God.
在那一个敞开的天，他就看见了神的宝座。
And this vision, this open heaven, brought to him his ministry.
这一个敞开天的这个意象就给他带来了执事。
And he was called to be the watchman to the house of Israel.
他就被呼召做以色列民中的守望者。
Brothers and sisters, seeing the throne of the Lord is a preparation for his servant.
弟兄姊妹，能够看见神的宝座，乃是神在那边预备他的仆人们。
If Ezekiel had not seen this vision, that he would not be able to serve the way he served.
如果以西结没有看见这样子的意象的话，他就没有办法像他那样子来服侍。
The vision he saw governed his entire life and his entire ministry.
他所看见的意象就掌管了他一生的脚步，还有他所有的服侍。
Brothers and sisters, we pray that we are going to see this vision.
弟兄姊妹，我们在一边祷告，我们也能够看见这样子的意象。
In early church,
在初期教会，
the body of Christ saw this vision.
这一个基督的身体看见了这个意象。
The body of Christ saw that Jesus Christ was sitting on the throne.
这一个基督的身体看见了主耶稣基督坐在宝座上。
And, you know, it's not Judaism on the throne.
在那个宝座上的不是那个犹太教。
It's not Caesar's on the throne.
也不是该撒。
It's not Satan on the throne.
也不是撒旦。
It's the Jesus Christ on the throne.
乃是耶稣基督坐在宝座上。
Therefore, the early church, when they pray so confidently.
因此在初期教会当弟兄姊妹祷告的时候，他们祷告里面满了了信心。
Because they knew the Christ was sitting on the throne.
因为他们知道主耶稣基督坐在宝座上。
If we knew that Christ was sitting on the throne, then we will pray confidently.
如果我们也知道基督坐在宝座上的话，我们的祷告就满了了信心。
No, they pray this way.
他们是这样子祷告。
Why did the Gentiles rage and the people's device futile things.
他们在那边祷告说，为什么这个万民为什么谋算虚妄的事，世上的居民君王一起起来。
They saw persecutions, but they realized all those persecutions are futile things.
当他们看见这边受逼迫，可是他们却把这些逼迫当作是虚妄的事。
They are so confident.
他们在那边满了的信心。
They have no fear of it.
他们完全没有惧怕。
They pray with so much confidence because they knew Christ was sitting on the throne.
他们在一边祷告满了的信心，因为他们知道基督坐在宝座上。
They sang with confidence.
他们也 唱诗也满了的信心。
Because they knew Christ was sitting on the throne.
因为他们知道基督是在宝座上。
You remember there were two men singing in the prison.
你记得有两个人他们在监狱里面唱诗吗？
Their feet had been made fast with chains and they were singing.
他们那时候脚被木狗这边卡住绑住，可是他们却在那边唱诗赞美。
Because they knew and believed Christ was sitting on the throne.
因为他们知道并且也承认基督坐在宝座上。
Then in a few minutes there was a great earthquake.
在不久之后呢就有一个地就大震动。
And all the doors opened and their chains fell off.
他们的门就打开并且他们的锁链也脱落了。
You see that the confidence, their confidence have impact.
你看见在他们的那个信心里面所带来的冲击。
In early church, they suffer willingly.
在初期的教会他们那边受苦，可他们却是甘心乐意的。
Because they knew Christ was sitting on the throne.
因为他们知道基督坐在宝座上。
They even die with this vision.
并且他们甚至在死的时候也是带着这个意象。
When just before Stephen died, then he saw, I see the heavens open and the Son of Man standing on the right hand of God.
就在斯提凡被寻道之前，他就说，我看见天开了，人子站在神的右边。
This evening, we would like to begin by describing what does it mean by enthroning Christ in our hearts.
今天晚上我们要开始要讲这个让基督在我们心坐在心中的宝座上是什么意思。
And we don't want to approach this in a theoretical way.
我们不希望用一个非常理论的方式来看这个题目。
Rather, we want to approach this matter in a very practical way.
而我们盼望能够用一个非常实际、可实行的方式来看。
So instead of giving the definition of enthroning Christ in our hearts.
因此不用不是将一个定义什么叫做让基督坐在我们心中的宝座上。
We will describe the evidence of Christ being enthroned in our hearts.
而我们所要说的乃是来描述那一个基督坐在我们心中宝座上所显出来的证明。
You probably remember the first experiment you did in high school.
也许我们还记得在我们高中的时候所做的第一个实验。
And the teachers give us two bottles.
我们老师就给我们两个瓶子。
And one with hydrogen inside, the other one doesn't.
其中有一个是氢气，另外一个没有。
How do you know which one has hydrogen in it?
在这两个瓶子里面中间你怎么知道哪个有氢气呢？
Then you put a little spark.
你就摆一点的火花在那里。
Then you know exactly which one has hydrogen.
当你有那个火花的时候呢，你就知道这两个瓶子当中哪一个有氢气。
The bottle with hydrogen in it will burst into flame.
那一个有氢气的瓶子呢，就会从中间冒出火来。
So the flame is the evidence of hydrogen.
那一个冒出来的火焰就是那瓶中有氢气的一个证明。
So this evening we're not describing.Or defining what hydrogen is.
所以今天晚上我们不是要试着要为这个氢气下一个定义。
Share with you the evidence of having hydrogen.
可是今天晚上却是要和大家分享有那一个氢气所显出来的证明。
We can also use this evidence as an example of practicing.
我们也可以用这一个所显出来的证明成为我们那一个实行的一个例子。
And we want to use the story of David as a background and learn from the story of David the evidence of Christ being enthroned in our hearts.
我们也盼望能够用大卫的这个故事所显出来的明证来证明什么叫做基督坐在我们心中的宝座上。
So in this story,We discover four evidence of Christ being enthroned in our hearts.
在这一个所记载的故事里面，我们看见有四个明证，显明基督坐在我们心中的宝座上。
The first one, the first evidence.
这第一个明证。
The strongholds of our life are pulled down.
这个乃是在我们心中的营垒在那边被摧毁了。
You know, whenThe first thing David did after being anointed as king of Israel was to attack Jerusalem.
我们知道当大卫被高作以色列王的时候，他第一件事所做的就是要攻取耶路撒冷城。
The city of Jerusalem was occupied by Jebusites.
在那个时候，耶路撒冷为那个耶布斯人仍然住在其中。
And Jerusalem was the last city that they conquered.
这个耶路撒冷乃是他们最后所攻下的一座城。
They have been in Canaan for some times.
他们在迦南地已经有一段的年日。
But the sons of Benjamin were not able to drive out.
会被高作王。
But the first thing, the very first thing after David was anointed as king of Israel, he attacked Jerusalem.
可是当大卫被高作王，他所做的第一件事就是要攻取耶路撒冷城。
There was a reason.
这边是有个原因的。
Because Jerusalem was such a fortress.
因为耶路撒冷在那个时候是如此一个的保障。
And Jebusite was so confident that the strength of Jerusalem.
耶布斯人对他们这一个城邑的这个坚固是很满了信心。
They placed blind and the lame on the wall.
他们把一些瞎子把一些瘸子摆在城墙上。
They even challenged David to take the lame and the blind.
他们甚至在那边向大卫挑战叫他把这些瞎子瘸子来攻下。
They thought David would never be able to take Jerusalem.
他们心里面想说大卫绝不能进到耶路撒冷城。
What are the lame?
这个瘸子所指的是什么？
The lame can never translate a hearing into action.
瘸子乃是没有办法将他所听见的变成行动。
Can we relate to this?
我们会不会觉得这个与我有关呢？
Can we translate what we heard into actions?
我们能不能把我们所听见的能够化成行动呢？
If we cannot translate what we heard into actions, we are lame.
如果我们没有办法把我们所听见的话转化成为行动的话，我们也就是瘸子。
What are the blind?
那个瞎子是谁呢？
The blind will keep on seeing, but will not perceive.
瞎子乃是那些看是看见了却不明白的人。
If we continue to see, but we cannot perceive.
我们仍然是看，看是看见了，可是却不明白。
Then we are a blind.
那我们就是瞎子。
What are the significance of the blind and the lame?
这一个瘸子跟瞎子有什么重要性呢？
If you see the blind, you see the lame, that means there is a stronghold.
如果你看见了瞎子，你看见了瘸子，你就知道在那边有一个营垒。
If we cannot translate what we heard into action, or if we see we cannot perceive, that means in our heart there is a stronghold.
如果我们没有办法把我们所听见的化为行动，如果我们看是看见的却不明白，那表示在我们心里面有一个营垒。
Therefore, we must be careful about this matters.
所以我们对这件事情我们要非常的小心。
Do we have stronghold in our lives?
在我们心中是不是有一些营垒呢？
So what are the strongholds?
这些营垒是什么是营垒？
Strongholds are those things that prevent Christ being enthroned in your heart.
营垒是指的那一些使得基督没有办法在我们坐在我们心中宝座上的那些事。
Anything that prevents Christ being enthroned in our heart is a stronghold.
只要有什么事情使得耶稣基督没有办法坐在我们心中宝座上，这个事就是一个营垒。
If you read the story of Mary, mother of Jesus, you find no stronghold in her life.
如果我们读玛利亚的故事，这个耶稣基督的母亲的话，我们发现在她的心中没有任何的营垒。
On her life, God has God's way.
在她的生命里面，神在那边有自由，能够随意调度。
Because there's no stronghold in her.
因为在她的心中，在她的里面没有任何的营垒。
You find no strongholds in the heart of Mary who breaks her jar.
我们也看见在那一个打破玉瓶香膏的那个玛利亚身上也没有任何的营垒。
God will have God's way in her.
我们的神在她的身上能够随意的调度。
On the other hand,You find stronghold after stronghold in Peter's life.
可是我们在彼得的身上却看见了一个营垒又一个营垒。
Even after he saw the vision.
甚至在他看见那个异象之后。
Even after he heard the voices.
甚至他听见那个声音以后。
I think that's enough for all of us, right?
我想这对我们很多人来讲都是够了。
If we hear from the Lord and we see the vision, that's enough for us.
如果我们听见主的声音并且我们看见异象的话，对我们来讲这就够了。
But it's not enough for Peter.
可是对彼得来讲这却不够。
And Peter responds after he heard the voice, after he saw the visions.
当彼得所听见的声音看见的异象，他的反应是这样。
He said, not so Lord.
他说这却不可主啊。
Now it is very strange. Not so, Lord.
他对主说，主啊，这是不可的，这非常的奇怪，这么讲。
If it's not so, then it's not Lord.
如果他能够对这个人说不可的话，这个人就应该不是他的主。
If this person is Lord, then you cannot say not so.
如果这个人是你的主的话，你就不能说不可。
Why is this inconsistency?
为什么在里面有这样子一个矛盾呢？
Because there is a stronghold in Peter's life.
因为在彼得的生命里面有一个营垒。
The stronghold in Peter is Peter.
在彼得里面的那个营垒就是彼得他自己。
Our Lord's Prayer have this say, Thy kingdom come.
当主在他的祷告里面讲说，愿你的国降临。
That means our kingdom must go.
那这边是讲了说我们自己的国度必须要先被摧毁。
The stronghold in us is us.
在我们里面的营垒就是我们自己。
It is us that prevents Christ being enthroned in our hearts.
因为我们的自己在一边拦阻了基督在登上我们心中的宝座。
So in 2 Samuel, after they anointed David king of Israel,
因此在撒母耳记下这边在他们高了大卫做王之后
,immediately, the stronghold of Jerusalem was pulled down.
在那个时候呢耶路撒冷城的保障就在那边被攻下了。
The power of the stronghold is broken by enthroning David as king.
当大卫被膏作王的时候，这一个宝藏就被攻破了。
And the stronghold manifests itself in many different ways in our life.
这一个宝藏或者营垒在我们生命里面各方各面都显出来。
Sometimes it's an old habit that we cannot get rid of.
有的时候就是我们一个老习惯，我们永远没有办法脱离的。
Sometimes it's a sin that comes back again and again.
有的时候是一个一直回来的这个罪。
Sometimes it's a weakness in us that make us lamb.
有的时候呢，是我们里面的一个软弱，使我们变得瘸腿。
Sometimes it's ignorance in us that make us blind.
有的时候是因着无知，使我们眼瞎。
And unforgiveness is a stronghold.
在那一个没有不愿意赦免，也是一个营垒。
Ambition is a stronghold.
野心也是一个营垒。
Hatred is a stronghold.
仇恨也是一个营垒。
Selfishness can be a stronghold.
自私也是一个。
Suspicions in our heart.Is a stronghold.
这一个怀疑也在我们心中也是一个。
Brothers and sisters, there are many strongholds in our life.
弟兄姊妹们，在我们生命里面有许许多多的营垒。
If there are so many strongholds, that means the Christ is not being enthroned in our life.
如果在我们生命里面有这么多营垒的话，这就表明了基督还没有登上我们心中的宝座。
How do you pull down those strongholds?
你如何能够摧毁这些营垒呢？
Enthrone Christ in your heart.
这乃是让基督登上你心中的宝座。
Like many of you, now I have stronghold.
就好像你们当中的许多人一样，我也有营垒。
Now I used to have ambitions like many of us.
我以前也有野心，就好像在我们当中许多人一样。
And I remember that back in 1993.
我记得在1993年的时候。
At that time,the industry, was in a downturn just like now.
在那个时候呢我在的那个工业界呢在那边走下坡不景气就好像现在一样。
And it was very severe and I was very concerned about my job.
在那个时候呢情况非常的严重我很担心我的工作。
And at the time, I had a 5 years old, I have a 3 years old, I have a 2 years old.
在那个时候呢我有一个五岁的孩子有一个三岁的有一个两岁的。
I didn't know at the time there's fourth one coming.
我在那个时候不知道我还会生第四个。
But I, at the time, only worry about the first three.
在那个时候我只担心这前面三个。
And the industry was in a very tough situation, and I began to worry about my future.
在那时候这个工业界里面呢非常的环境非常的困难，我就对我的前途非常的担心。
So one day I was thinking about this matters.
有一天呢，我就在一边思想这件事情。
I was looking at the newspaper at the time.
在那时候我在一边读报纸。
And I saw a small ad.
在那时候我看见一个小小的广告。
And the ad was advertising for a bus driver's.
在那个广告里面讲说他那边在一边争的一个巴士的司机。
It's a school bus driver.
这乃是开校车的司机。
Then he said, no, there's a requirement you have to have a driver's license.
他这边有一个 一定的条件。第一你当然要有那个驾驶执照。
You have a very good driving record.
你的那个驾驶的那个记录要好。
And then this is how much you're going to get paid per hour.
然后呢这就是你的薪资。
I was looking at that.
当我看见这个广告的时候。
Then there's a challenge coming from the Lord.
在那个时候呢就有从主来的向我的挑战。
And the voice said, are you willing to take this job?
这个主的声音说你愿意来做这份工作吗
?Are you willing to take this job for me?
你愿意为着我的缘故来做这份工作吗
?And I must be serious because this is something, remind something from the Lord.
因为这是从主来的所以我就要非常的谨慎。
You know, I actually took it seriously.
那我在那个时候呢就对这件事情就非常的认真。
As an engineer, I have to do some calculations.
因为作为一个工程师呢我就要开始在这边做一些的打算计算。
I took my pencil and paper, I start calculating.
然后我就拿出我的笔来，拿出一张纸来，我就开始在一边做一些的计算。
After my calculations,
在我做一些计算之后，
I said, Lord, I'm willing to take this job.
那我就跟主说，主啊，我愿意接这份工作。
And the moment I decide that it is okay to drive a school bus.
在那个时候，就在那个当口，我决定去做这个校车司机是可以的，这时候。
And the stronghold in my heart was pulled down.
在我心中那一个营垒就被摧毁了。
From that moment, I have no ambitions on this earth.
从那个时候开始，我在这个世上就再也没有野心了。
It was dealt with.
在那个时候已经被对付了。
The Lord didn't allow me to drive the school bus after all.
那主最终没有让我去开这个校车。
But it's okay for me to drive a school bus.
但如果我真的要去开的话也可以。
As the moment you enthrone Christ in your heart, then the stronghold is pulled down.
当在那个当口，如果你愿意让基督登上你心中宝座的时候呢，那一个营垒就被摧毁了。
So, brothers and sisters, if you have stronghold in your life,
弟兄姊妹，如果在你的生命里面有一些营垒的话，
there is one way to pull it down.
只有一种的方式能够将它摧毁。
Enthrone Christ in your heart.
这乃是让基督登上你心中的宝座。
That's evidence number one.
这乃是我们所看见第一个明证。
Evidence number two.
第二个明证。
If Christ is being enthroned in your heart, then the number two evidence, then he must increase, you must decrease.
如果基督坐在你心中的宝座上的话呢，这个第二个明证就是他必兴旺，你必衰微。
We read the verse 10, David become greater and greater, for the Lord God of hosts was with him.
第十节里面这么说，大卫日渐强盛，因为耶和华万军之神与他同在。
When God rule and reign in your heart, his reign has no end.
当神在你的心中掌权的时候，他所掌的权的范围是没有止境的。
His reign will ever increasing.
他所掌权的范围会一直的增加。
He may start reigning in one aspect of your life.
他也许开始时候在你生命里面的一部分掌权。
But this reign will increase and cover other aspects of your life.
可是他所掌权的范围会一直的持续，并且包括了其他你生命的部分。
Until he is the Lord of all of your life.
一直到他在你生命里面一切的事上能够做王做主。
Brother and sister, remember when you were first saved.
弟兄姊妹，还记得我们当初得救的时候吗？
When you were first saved, that you confessed with your mouth that Jesus is Lord.
当我们当初得救的时候，我们口里认基督是主。
You enthrone Christ in your heart.
在那个时候，你就让基督登上你心中的宝座。
That's how you were saved.
那就是在那个时候你得救了。
Therefore, in the firstA few months, first few years, you grew very rapidly.
因此在你得救之后的几个月或几年，你在那边非常的快速的成长。
Because the Jesus Christ is enthroned in your heart.
因为基督耶稣登上你心中的宝座。
But then over the years, something happened.
可是在几年之后呢，有些事情发生了。
You're still in the Lord, but the Lord does not have the first place in your heart.
你仍然在主的里面，可是主在你的生命里面却没有得着那个首位。
You're still a believer. You may even a servant of the Lord.
你仍然是一个信徒，你甚至还在那边服侍主。
But you know in your heart that you have not experienced the spiritual growth as you have experienced before.
可是在你心中你却知你已经很久没有经历那个属灵的成长。
Are anyone here like that?
在我们当中是不是有些人是这样的？
It does not matter who you are or how long you have been saved.
不管你是谁，不论你是得救了多少年日。
It does not matter what responsibility you have in the assembly.
也不管你在这个聚会里面担当了多少的责任。
spiritual stagnation is a real problem.
这个属灵上面的停滞不前是一个真实的问题。
You know, apostle in his old age, he's still pursuing the Lord aggressively.
我们知道这个使徒他在年老的时候他仍然非常积极的在那边追求主。
Even almost at the end of his life, he said, I do not regard myself as having laid hold of it.
甚至在他年在他这个生命将近的时候他说我不以为自己已经得着了。
Therefore, we must pay attention if we do not grow spiritually.
弟兄姊妹所以我们在这个点上必须要谨慎如果我们在属灵上面没有增长的话。
There's one way to stop the stagnation.
那只有一个方式能够使这一个属灵的停滞不前能够有转变。
Enthrone Christ in your heart.
乃是让基督坐在你心中的宝座上。
If Christ enthroned in your heart today,
如果基督今天就坐在你心中的宝座上
then you will experience that spiritual growth again.
你就会再次经历到属灵的成长。
We have a brother in Houston.
我们在休斯顿有一个弟兄。
He was selling shoes.
他是卖鞋的。
It's nothing unusual.
这不是一个不寻常的事。
He sold many different lines of shoes.
他在这边卖各种的款式的鞋。
And he realized there's one particular line of shoes that was selling very, very well.
他发现呢在这个所卖的鞋里面有一款呢卖得特别好。
And it's woman's shoes.
这是一个女士穿的鞋。
But at the size of man.
可是呢这个鞋的这个尺寸呢却是给男人穿的。
He's selling very, very well.
可是这个款呢就是卖得特别好。
And he had some idea who were buying them.
所以他就在那边想说可能是某些人来买这个鞋。
He knew.
哦他知道哪些人来买这个鞋的。
One day, the Lord began to speak to him.
有一天主就对他说
He began to feel uncomfortable of selling that shoes.
他就开始觉得要卖这样子的鞋子他心里面就觉得不安。
But that's the line that is selling very, very well.
可是那一款的鞋呢就卖得特别好。
But he has this uncomfortableness in his heart.
可是他心中却不安。
And after some struggle, he decided to cancel the entire lines of shoes.
在一些挣扎之后呢，他就决定把这一款给停掉了。
And thank the Lord. He realized the other lines began to sell well.
那感谢主，那从那时候开始呢其他款式呢就开始卖得好了。
He's giving his business to the Lord.
他把他的事业交给主。
He enthroned Christ in his professional life.
他在他这一个事业的生活里面呢他让基督做主 做宝座。
Brothers and sisters, this is not theory at all.
弟兄姊妹这不是一个理论。
In our life,
In
many, many different areas.
在我们的生命里面在我们许许多多 各方各面
We can make the same choice to enthrone Christ in our life.
我们也能够做同样的决定让基督在其中能够做宝座
Then you will experience that rapid spiritual growth.
那在那样子的情况里面我们就会经历到那快速属灵的成长
You will realize Christ indeed increase and you decrease.
我们在那个时候就会发现的确的主在我们里面能够兴旺我们就能够衰微
We should not resist the Lord.
我们不应该抗拒主
If we resist the Lord then we will not be able to experience spiritual growth.
如果我们抗拒主的话我们就没有办法经历属灵的成长
If the Lord is not the Lord of all then he's not the Lord at all.
如果主不是在一切的事上做主的话他就根本不是主
This is the evidence number two.
这乃是我们看见的第二个明证。
Evidence number three.
第三个明证。
Verse 17.
十七节。
When the Philistine heard that they had anointed David king over Israel, all the Philistines went up to seek out David, and when David heard of it, he went down to the stronghold.
腓力士人听见人高大卫做以色列王，腓力士人就上来寻索大卫，大卫听见就下到宝藏。
So the number three evidence is the immediate challenges from the darkness.
在第三个明证看见的就是从那个黑暗势力里面来马上来的一个挑战。
If you enthrone Christ in your life, you will encounter the battles, spiritual battles.
如果你让基督做你心中的宝座的话呢，你就会经历到这个属灵的征战。
Therefore, we ought to prepare our heart to face the spiritual battles.
因此我们要有心理预准备让来面对这个属灵的征战。
Verse 18, now the Philistine came and spread themselves out in the valley of Rephaim.
18节，腓力士人来了，布散在利伐因谷。
So some of you may worry about now.
那也许在我们当中就有些人开始担忧了。
Then we don't want to have battles.
我们不希望有征战。
Then we don't want to have more spiritual battles.
我们不希望能够有更多的属灵征战。
Do not afraid of spiritual battles.
不要害怕属灵征战。
Because without battles, there will no victories.
如果没有征战的话，就没有办法经历得胜。
David defeat the Philistine overwhelmingly.
那大卫大大的打败了腓力士人。
To the degree Philistine abandoned their idols.
那在到一个地步呢，腓力士人甚至把他们的偶像都撇弃了。
But the Philistine did not give up. They persist and came back again.
可是腓力士人他们却没有放弃，然后他们又再回来。
If Christ is enthroned in our life,You will experience a constant spiritual battles.
如果基督真是坐在我们心中宝座上的话，我们就会不断的经历属灵的征战。
But at the same time, you will experience constant victories.
可是同时呢，你也可以经历到不断的得胜。
Spiritual battles are necessary for all of us.
属灵的征战对我们众人来讲都是必要的。
Without spiritual battle, how can we grow spiritually?
如果没有属灵征战的话，我们怎么能够有属灵的成长呢？
We should really be worried if we have no spiritual battles.
如果我们从来没有属灵征战的话，我们就要开始担忧了。
If you never have spiritual battle, that means Christ has not been enthroned in your life.
如果你还没有经历属灵征战的话呢，表示基督还没有坐在你心中的宝座上。
Right after Pentecost.
在五旬节之后
There was a great unity among God's people.
在神的百姓中间有一个极大的合一。
Those believers were of one heart and soul.
在那个时候所有的圣徒都是一心一意。
And not one of them claimed that anything belonging to him was his own.
在那个时候没有人说他们自己的东西属他们的。
But all things are common property to them.
那所有的东西都是大家的。
It's such a unity and oneness.
在那个时候有这样子的一心也有这样子一意。
It was never seen before.
这个在这之前是从来没有人见过的。
And all those who were owners of land or houses would sell them and bring the proceeds of the sales and lay them at the apostles' feet.
在那个时候呢，人人将田产房屋都卖了，把所卖的价银拿来放在使徒脚前。
But at this time, immediately, there were spiritual battles.
可是就在那个刚当口在那个时候马上就有一个属灵的征战。
There was unity among the saints.
在那个时候圣徒中间有一个这样子的合一。
So Satan attacked unity with a false unity.
所以在那个时候呢仇敌就用一个假的合一来攻击这个真的合一。
It filled the heart of Ananias.
他就在一边充满了亚拿尼亚的心。
He sold a piece of property and kept back some of the proceeds.
他卖了他的田产，可是他却私下留下几分。
And bring a portion of it later at apostles' feet.
然后其余的呢？其余几分他就拿到使徒的脚前。
On the surface, he's one with everyone else.
在表面上看来，他和其他人是合一的。
But that unity is a false unity.
可是那一个合一却是虚假的。
So you see that spiritual battle come right away.
所以我们看见在那个时候属灵的征战马上就来了。
Or in chapter 6.
在 第六章。
We saw in chapter 6, there's a great revival among God's people.
在使徒行传第六章，我们看见在神的百姓当中有一个极大的复兴。
And they have such a unity among them.
在他们当中有一个极其美好的合一。
The word of God kept on growing.
这个神的道不断的加增。
The number of disciples continued to increase greatly in Jerusalem.
在耶路撒冷的门徒数目加增甚多。
And Stephen was full of grace and power.
斯提凡也是满得恩惠能力。
And he did great wonders and miraculous signs among the people.
他在民间呢行了许多的大奇事和神迹。
Now, Stephen was not just a strong brother.
斯提凡不仅仅是一个非常刚强的弟兄。
Stephen was a threat to the darkness.
斯提凡在那个时候是那对黑暗势力的一个威胁。
Immediately in chapter 7,Stephen was persecuted.
在第七章马上看见斯提凡在这边就受了逼迫。
Not only he was persecuted in chapter 8, the whole church in Jerusalem was persecuted.
不仅仅他遭受逼迫，到了第八章，整个在耶路撒冷城的教会也大遭逼迫。
Just like Philistines, the enemy will come back again and again.
就好像非利士人一样，这个仇敌是一而再，再而三的回来。
You know,In Houston, we sometimes would like to ask those brothers to give their testimony in a gospel meeting.
有的在休斯顿，有的时候我们要邀请一些弟兄，在福音聚会的时候能够传讲他们自己得救的见证。
And we usually like to invite those who were saved recently.
我们通常会邀请那些初出得救的弟兄们。
That no less than a year or even just a few months.
也许得救还不到一年，或者是只有几个月。
We have done that for a number of years.
我们这样做已经做了好几年了。
But we realize one thing.
可是我们却发现有一件事。
There will be spiritual attack to anyone who we select to testify for him.
这发现呢，哪一个人被邀请做见证？为主做见证的马上就有属灵的攻击。
It's very obvious.
这是一个非常明显的事。
It happened to everyone.
这个在每一个人身上都发生了。
In different way.
有不同的方式。
Some of them would lose their job right after the testify for the Lord.
有的时候他们给了见证之后呢马上就失去了工作。
Some of them we have other difficulty.
其他人呢有一些其他不同的困难。
You know, even hesitate now.
现在我们开始有点为难了。
And we will have a gospel meeting in the Christmas Eve.
在这个圣诞节前夕我们有这个福音聚会。
As we discuss which brother we want to invite to give testimony.
那我们在一边商议交通，我们该邀请哪一个弟兄来做见证呢？
And we really hesitate.
我们里面非常的犹豫。
Now we need to pick one to feed the lion right now.
我们在这边要找一个人来喂狮子。
It's become difficult.
这变得很困难。
We know it's real.
我们知道这是真实的。
We know it happens every time.
因为这每一次都这么发生。
So become something in our heart is something deep in our heart.
这实在是在我们心中里面所顾虑的。
But that proves this matter. If you enthrone Christ in your heart, you will experience spiritual battles.
可是在同时也证明了这一件事，就是当你让基督坐在你心中宝座上的时候，你就要面临到这个属灵的征战。
Therefore, some of us may think that, no, I can do without spiritual battles.
也许我们有人就会这么想说，我可以不需要进入属灵的征战里。
I'd rather have an easier life.
我也许就过一个比较舒适安逸的生活。
Brother and sister, if you do not fight the good fights, then you will fight the bad fights.
弟兄姊妹，如果你不打那个美好的仗的话呢，你的仗就打得很不漂亮。
If you do not fight the spiritual battles, then you will fight against yourself, your flesh,and your sins.
如果你不打那个属灵征战的话呢，那你所打的战呢乃是针对你自己的罪，针对你自己的肉体，针对你自己。
If we do not enthrone Christ in our life, then we are not very useful in any spiritual battle anyway.
如果我们不让基督坐在我们心中宝座上的话呢，我们在这个属灵征战上面我们就一无用处。
You know, we live in the last days, and we need brothers and sisters who can take on enemy and fight spiritual battles.
我们处在末世，我们盼望我们能够得着那个弟兄姊妹，他们能够面对仇敌进入征战。
Are you willing to enthrone Christ as king and join these spiritual battles?
你愿意让基督在你的身上能够成为你的王，并且能够加入这个战场吗？
This is evidence number three.
这乃是第三个明证。
Evidence number four.
第四个明证。
Verse 19.
19节。
Then David inquired of the Lord, saying, Shall I go up against the Philistine? Will you give them into my hand?
大卫求问耶和华说，我可以上去攻打非利士人吗？你将他们交在我手里吗？
Evidence number four, that you become a man of prayer.
第四个明证，你要成为一个祷告的人。
You know, David was a very accomplished warrior.
我们知道大卫是一个非常有成就的战士。
David was probably the most powerful fighters in Israel.
我们也许在大卫也许是以色列人当中那一个最大能最有大能的勇士。
And yet, he asked the Lord if he could go up against the Philistines.
可是他在那边却求问耶和华说，我可以上去攻打非利士人吗？
He had fought the Philistines many times.
他和非利士人已经交战了许多次。
He had defeated the Philistines many, many times.
他也打败了非利士人许多许多次。
He knew their strengths and he knew their weakness.
他知道他们的强处，他也知道他们的弱点。
He knew Philistine inside out.
他知道非利士人从里到外都非常的清楚。
He stayed with them for some time.
他也在他们当中居住了一段时间。
But he dare not trust himself.
可是他在这里却不敢相信他的自己。
He asked God if he could win.
他在那边求问耶和华他是不是可以赢。
And the Lord answered him and then he defeated the Philistine.
那主在那边回答他，他也在那边击败了非利士人。
And then on verse 22nd, now the Philistine came up once again.
在22节里面这边说到非利士人又上来了。
The same Philistine.
这是同样的一班非利士人。
And they came to the same valley of Rephaim.
他们并且呢布散在同样一个山谷里，就是利法因山谷。
The identical situations.
这是一个完全一样的一个情况。
Even the same physical locations.
甚至他们所散布的地点也相同。
And same people, the same Philistines.
也是同样的一般人，是那一些非利士人。
David just defeated them a few days ago.
大卫就在几天前打败了他们。
But David come ask the Lord again.
那大卫在那边又求问耶和华。
Will you ask the Lord again?
你会再求耶和华，求问耶和华吗？
But David asked the Lord again.
可是大卫在那边再次求问耶和华。
And the answer was different this time.
那主在那边的回复是不一样的。
And the Lord said, You shall not go directly up.
主说不要一直地上去。
Then you should circle around behind them this time.
要转到他们后头。
And come at them in front of the balsam trees.
从山林对面攻打他们。
Exact the same conditions.
他们所处的环境是一样的。
But the Lord gave a different instruction.
可是主这边的指示确实不同。
David is a man of prayer.
大卫是一个祷告的人。
How could David become such a man of prayers?
大卫如何成为像这样子一个祷告的人呢？
Because Christ was enthroned in his heart.
因为基督是坐在他心中的宝座上。
David knew it's still up to Lord every time.
因为大卫知道每一次的征战都是在乎耶和华。
It doesn't matter how many times that he faced the Philistines.
那不管他面对非利士人有多少次。
And David did not follow the strategy of yesterday.
大卫在那里他并不是用昨天的策略。
He did not rely on his own experiences.
他也没有这边靠他过去的经验。
He simply inquired of the Lord each and every time.
他每一次的都在里边求问耶和华。
In David's prayer, he enthroned Christ in his heart.
在祷告，在大卫的祷告中，他就让基督坐在他心中的宝座上。
Brothers and sisters, how many times we fight without asking the Lord?
弟兄姊妹们，我们多少次进入征战却没有求问我们的主。
If we do so, we are no match of our enemy.
如果我们这么做的话呢，我们是没有办法和我们的仇敌抗衡的。
If we enthrone the Lord in every battle in front of us, he will bring us into victory.
如果在我们所面对每一个战役的里面，我们让基督坐在我们心中的宝座上，他会在每一个战役里面让我们经历得胜。
Are you a man of prayer?
你是一个祷告的人吗？
This is evidence number four.
这乃是第四个明证。
If you are a man of prayer,
如果你是一个祷告的人，
If you ask, inquire of the Lord in each and every battle, then that's the evidence you enthrone Christ in your heart.
如果在每一个战役里面你都在一边寻求耶和华的话，那这就是你让基督坐在你心中宝座上的一个明证。
Do we have these evidence?
我们有这些明证吗？
Brother and sister, the burden for this time is enthrone Christ in our hearts.
这一次，弟兄姊妹们，这一次的负担乃是让基督坐在我们心中的宝座上。
Therefore, we need to put this question in front of us.
因此，我们要把这一个问题摆在我们的面前。
Who is sitting on the throne of our heart?
谁现在坐在我们心中的宝座上呢？
We all knew that there is throne in heaven.
我们都知道在天上有一个宝座。
And will last forever and ever.
那个宝座要一直持续到永永远远。
We knew the Lord is sitting on the throne in heaven.
我们知道我们的主坐在天上的宝座上。
But we also should know there is a throne in our heart.
但我们也必须要知道在我们心中也有一个宝座。
And who is sitting on that throne?
那谁现在坐在那个宝座上呢？
Are you sitting on that throne?
是你坐在那个宝座上吗？
Is your spouse sitting on that throne?
还是你的配偶坐在那个宝座上？
Is your child sitting on that throne?
还是你的孩子坐在那个宝座上？
Is your job sitting on that throne?
还是你的工作坐在那个宝座上？
Is your money sitting on that throne?
还是你的钱财坐在那里？
Who exactly is sitting on the throne of your heart?
到底谁是坐在你心中的宝座上？
Then we can come before the Lord and ask the Lord to show us.
我们可以来到主的跟前，并且让主能够显明。
And we can use the evidence as assistance.
我们也可以用这一个明证。
We can ask ourselves, do we still have strongholds in our life?
来问我们自己，我们是不是在我们的生命里面还有一些的营垒？
Are you still trying to get rid of an old habit?
你是不是还试着想要那个改掉那些坏旧的习惯？
Are there any hidden thing that you cannot be free from?
还是有一些那一些隐藏的罪你没有办法从里面得释放？
Or you have a person you can never forget or forgive.
或者你有一个没有办法原谅的人。
Or there's a disappointment that you can never get over with.
或者有一个失望呢，你好像永远没有办法过去。
Anything that preventsChrist being enthroned in our life is a stronghold.
这些都是那让基督没有办法在我们生命里面登宝座的那些的营垒。
Do you have a stronghold now?
现在你有没有这些的营垒呢？
It is time to face that stronghold.
现在就是要面对这些营垒的时候。
The IsraelTry to pull down Jerusalem for months and for years.
以色列人那个时候试着要攻取耶路撒冷，已经花了好多好几个月好几年的时间。
They look at Jerusalem, they gave up.
他们看耶路撒冷，他们甚至放弃了。
But the day then David was enthroned as king, Jerusalem was pulled down.
可是就在大卫被高作王的那一天，这耶路撒冷城就被攻下来了。
No matter how strong the stronghold in your heart,
不管在你里面的营垒有多么的坚固，
It doesn't matter how long the stronghold has been there.
也不管这个营垒在你的里面有多久了。
The decision is yours.
这一个决定权在你的手上。
The decision to enthrone David is in the hands of men of Israel.
那一个要高大卫做王的这个权力是在那个以色列人的手中。
In the hands of the men of Israel.
是在那一个以色列人的手中。
When the men of Israel decide to enthrone David as king, then Jerusalem was pulled down.
当以色列人他们决定要高大卫做王的时候，耶路撒冷城就被攻下来了。
Now there is a stronghold in your heart.
现在在我们的心中有一个营垒。
But the decision is yours.
可是这个决定权是你的。
Because the throne we're talking about is the throne in your heart.
因为这一个宝座我们所说的乃是你心中的宝座。
Therefore that decision is yours.
因此这个决定权是你的。
You and only yourself can make that decision to enthrone Christ in the, to the throne in your heart.
唯有你能够做这个决定，使得基督能够坐在你心中的宝座上。
No one else can make that decision for you.
其他的人没有办法替你做这个决定。
You and yours decision only.
那这个决定乃是你自己，而且单单是你的。
If you decide to enthrone Christ in your heart, then the stronghold in your heart will be pulled down.
如果你已经决定要让基督坐在你心中宝座上的话，那你心中的营垒就要被摧毁。
Let's face that stronghold today.
让我们今天能够来面对这些的营垒。
Let's not to postpone this for another day.
我们不要再拖延，再耽搁。
And today is the day.
今天就是那个时候。
Today is the day to pull down the stronghold.
今天就是那一个要攻取营垒的时候。
The stronghold is in your heart that prevents Christ from being enthroned.
这个营垒现在在你的心中，使得基督没有办法坐在你心中的宝座上。
And you are the one to change that.
而你是能够改变这样情况的人。
The throne is in your heart.
这一个宝座在你的心里。
The choice is yours.
这个决定权是你的。
You can come to the Lord and say, Lord, I want to enthrone you in my heart.
我们能够来到主的跟前，对主说，主啊，我愿意你坐在我心中的宝座上。
I want the stronghold to be pulled down.
我要这一个营垒被摧毁。
I want the stronghold to be pulled down today.
我盼望这一个营垒今天就被摧毁。
Brothers and sisters, if you do have that stronghold, and decision is yours today.
弟兄姊妹们，如果你有这个心中有这个营垒的话，这个决定权在你的手中。
You can just like the men of Israel.
你能够像以色列人一样。
They come to the conclusion that David should be the king of Israel.
他们已经来到这里做一个结论，大卫应当被高做以色列的王。
Are we there yet?
我们是不是已经到了这个地步？
Can we come to the conclusion that Christ should be king in my heart?
我们是不是也能够做出相同的结论？基督应当是在我心中里面做王。
The days of having those strongholds is too long.
在我们心中有这样子营垒的年日已经太久了。
It's no longer right to have that stronghold.
我们不应该再有这样子的营垒。
The decision is in your hands.
这一个决定权就在你的手里。
Are our spiritual lives stagnated?
我们的属灵生命是不是落在一个停滞不前的光景？
This is something we need to think about in a serious way.
这是我们必须要非常严肃思想的一个问题。
I'm not talking about what you are involved outwardly.
我这边所说的不是你在外面所从事的一些的事情。
I am not talking about whether you serve in assembly or you do not serve in assembly.
这边所说的也不是你是不是在教会说你这个聚集里面有服事。
I'm not talking about how much you know about the Bible.
我这边所说的也不是你对圣经里面的知识有多少。
But the question is your spiritual life stagnant?
的问题症结所在是是不是你的属灵的生命落在一个停滞不前的情况。
Are you growing spiritually?
你是不是在属灵上面来说持续的成长？
If you're not growing spiritually, then Christ is not enthroned in your life.
如果你在属灵的上面没有成长的话，那就表示基督没有在你的心中做宝座。
Maybe within it's okay.
也许我外面看起来我们觉得可以。
But it's not so.
可是却不是这样。
Spiritual stagnation is an issue.
这一个属灵的停滞不前是一个问题。
Some people may say, well,I'm fine with this as long as I am saved.
有的人说没关系了可以了只要我得救了就可以了。
You can have a saved soul.
你可以有一个得救的魂。
But you could very well have a wasted life.
可是你却可能是有一个荒废的生命。
The salvation is secure. There is no question.
这一个我们的得救恩是没有问题的。
But your life on this earth could be a waste.
可是你的生命在这个世上却可能是一个浪费。
If you continue to have that stagnation in your life.
如果你持续的在这一个停滞不前的光景中。
We can't have that kind of stagnation for years and for years.
我们不能够落在这一个停滞不前的光景中年复一年日复一日。
We have a race to run.
我们在摆在我们前面的有一个路程需要我们奔跑。
So how can we be stagnated?
我们怎么能够停滞不前呢？
We cannot waste our life on this earth.
我们不能在这个世上虚度我们的年日。
Therefore, we have to face our stagnation straight on.
因此我们必须要面对我们所落在这个停滞不前的光景。
When we ask the Lord, why is my spiritual life not growing anymore?
我们必须要求问主，为什么我的属灵生命不再成长了？
We should not accept the fact that my life is not growing anymore.
我们不应该就接受这个事实，说我的生命不成长。
Our physical life,There is a limitation of our growth.
在我们肉身的生命而言，在对我们的成长有一个极限。
But spiritually, our spiritual growth has no end.
可是对属灵的生命的成长却没有任何的极限。
So we should not accept the fact that I am not growing spiritually.
因此我们不应该就接受这个事实说我属灵上我就不成长。
We need to think about that seriously.
我们必须要对这个问题要仔细严肃的思想。
Is this year same as last year?
是不是今年我跟往年仍然是一样呢？
Is last year same as year before?
而我去年跟我前年还是一样呢？
Is this decade the same as last decade?
我过去这一十年是不是跟我前面十年一样呢？
We cannot afford that anymore.
我们不能够落在这样子的光景中。
We have a race to run.
我们有一个路程要奔跑。
We have a goal to reach.
我们必须要达到一个目标。
We have long way to go.
我们在我们前面还有很长的路程。
We have to run fast.
我们必须要快速往前奔。
Therefore, we have to address, we have to face the stagnation head on.
因此，我们必须要面对并且解决这一个属灵停滞不前的光景。
The real reason you're not growing is that Christ is not enthroned in your life.
这个真实你没有办法属灵上成长的原因乃是基督没有在你心中做宝座。
The moment that Christ regained that first place in your life, you will grow again.
当主再次在你的生命里面得居首位的时候呢，你的属灵生命就要开始再次成长。
Are you fighting the good fights?
你是打那美好的仗吗？
Are you frustrated by spiritual battles?
你是不是对这一个属灵的征战你觉得非常的颓丧？
In the first century, the body of Christ were never afraid of the battles.
在初期教会的时候， 这个基督的身体，他们绝对不会畏惧任何的属灵征战。
They fought with confidence.
他们是满了信心的迎战。
They fought with gladness in their heart.
他们在一边进入征战的时候呢，心中是满了了喜乐。
Do you know the secret of fighting the spiritual battles?
你知道那一个打这个属灵征战的秘诀吗？
Do you know that we have a powerful weapon?
你知道我们手中能够得着一个有力的武器吗？
The weapon is so powerful than anything else that we have.
这一个武器呢是胜比所有其他的任何事物都要有力。
This weapon is a nuclear weapon.
这一个武器呢就好像那个核子弹一样。
Has overwhelming power.
有一个非常震慑人的能力。
In any spiritual battles.
在所有的属灵征战当中。
And this weapon is in throne Christ, is in your heart.
这一个武器就是让基督能够在你的心中做宝座。
The moment you enthrone Christ in your heart.
就在那个当口上，当你让基督坐在你心中宝座的时候。
The battle is decided.
那一个战役的结果就已经决定了。
It is that fast.
就这么快。
The victory is guaranteed.
在那个时候呢，这个得胜就已经是确定的。
We are called to fight the good fights.
我们被呼召来打这个美好的仗。
Are you fighting the good fights today?
今天你是不是打那个美好的仗？
Are you running away from the battles?
还是你面对这个战役你却逃跑呢？
Or are you facing the battle together with your brothers and sisters?
还是你和你弟兄姊妹们一同进入这个战场？
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹们，
We live in the last days.
我们活在这个末后的时代。
There will be full of battle in front of us.
在我们前面有充满各样的征战。
Therefore God is calling those to be his fighters.
因此神在那边呼召那些人能够成为他的战士。
But you must enthrone Christ in your heart.
可是你必须先让基督坐在你心中的宝座上。
Otherwise, you are not qualified to fight spiritual battles.
若不是如此的话，你就根本不够资格打这个属灵的征战。
Sometimes we couldn't win because we have no one qualified.
有的时候我们没有办法赢这个征战，是因为我们没有任何人够资格来打这场战。
You know, in order to compete, you have to be qualified.
你知道，当你要征战，要进入征战的时候，你必须要先符合一些的资格要求。
If you're not qualified, then you cannot compete.
如果你不符合资格的话，你连进入征战都没有办法。
Enthrone Christ in our heart is the qualification to fight.
这一个让基督坐在我们心中的宝座上，乃是我们能够进入征战的那个资格。
And we have battle coming.
我们前面有这个征战。
We have so few that are qualified.
可是我们却这么少的人能够够资格。
It's not that we don't have brothers and sisters.
那不是说我们没有弟兄姊妹们。
It's not that we don't have experiences.
也不是说我们没有任何的经历。
It's not that we lack of grace and mercy.
也不是说我们短缺了恩典或者是怜悯。
We are full of the blessings.
我们有各样的祝福。
But the qualification to fight.
可是那一个征战的资格。
Is enthroned Christ in your heart.
乃是让基督坐在你心中的宝座上。
Brother, sister, are we qualified?
弟兄姊妹们，我们符合那个资格，符合那个要求吗？
Are we committed to prayer?
我们是不是愿意把我们投入在祷告中？
In the first century, the body of Christ devoted themselves to prayers.
在初期教会的那基督的身体，他们乃是把自己投在祷告的里面。
They pray for everything.
他们为每一件事情祷告。
And they pray with confidence.
他们并且祷告满了信心。
David was the greatest warrior in Israel, but David prayed before every battle.
大卫是以色列人中最具大能的勇士，可是他在每一个征战的跟前之前他都求问。
Every time he went into the battle, he saw the Lord eat on the throne.
但每一次在进入征战的时候，他看见主坐在宝座上。
Are you a man of prayer?
你是一个祷告的人吗？
Do you bring everything to prayer?
你是把所有的事情都带到祷告里面？
Do you join brother and sister in prayer?
你是不是和弟兄姊妹们一同祷告呢？
Did you ask the Lord for everything that you need to do?
你是不是在向主求问对你所需要做的每一件事情上面？
If you truly see Christ sitting on the throne, you will become a man of prayers.
如果你真实看见基督坐在宝座上的话呢，你就会成为一个祷告的人。
Enthrone Christ in our heart is a basic Christian experience.
让基督坐在我们心中的宝座是基督徒最基要的经历。
Without this basic experience, we will never be able to understand even some of the basic verses in the Bible.
如果我们没有这一个基要经历的话呢，我们甚至没有办法明白一些圣经里面非常基本的一些的话。
Now we read some of the wonderful verses in the Bible.
有时候我们读到圣经里面一些非常美好的话语。
But we cannot even enter in.
可是我们却没有办法进入。
It's so abstract to us.
对我们来说是那么那样的抽象。
It's a theory to us.
对我们来说好像就是一些的理论。
For example,
比如说
Galatians 2:20.
加拉太书2:20.
And it is no longer I who live, but Christ lives in me.
现在活着的不再是我，乃是基督在我里面活着。
We love this verse.
我们都非常爱这一段经文。
We pray with this verse.
我们也就着这一段的话语祷告。
We share with this verses.
我们也按着这一段话语来分享。
Without enthroning Christ in our heart, this verse will mean not much to us.
可是如果没有让基督坐在我们心中的宝座上的话呢，这一个经文对我们来说也没有太大的意义。
There are so many verses like that.
在圣经里面有许许多多的话语像这样一样。
The way you understand these verses, then you need a key.
要明白这些的经文，你需要得着一个钥匙。
There are so many verses like that in the Bible.
在圣经里面有这么多像这样子的经文。
Each verse is like a treasure box.
每一节都像一个宝库、宝藏。
In the Bible, we have so many treasure boxes.
在圣经里面，我们许许多多的宝藏箱。
And we look at those treasure boxes.
那我们看见这些藏宝藏的箱子。
So every Friday, we look at treasure boxes.
那每个星期五，我们就来这边看这些宝
藏箱。We look at those beautiful treasure boxes.
我们看这些的宝箱。
And we look at one after another.
我们就看一个又看的另外一个箱子。
But we never have the key to open the box.
可是我们却从来没有拿到那个开这些宝藏箱的钥匙。
You need a key to open the box.
你必须要拿到那个钥匙来打开这个些箱子。
Otherwise, you can only look at the treasure box.
不然的话呢，你只能够看这个宝藏的箱。
You never be able to really open it up.
我没有办法将它打开。
What is the key to open that treasure box?
这一个钥匙是什么呢？
Enthrone Christ.In our hearts.
乃是让基督坐在我们心中的宝座上。
If you don't believe me,
如果你不相信我的话，
I ask you to open the Bible to find one of the treasure boxes.
我要请你打开圣经，然后看那些其中的宝藏箱。
I want you to come to the Lord first.
我要你先来到主的跟前。
Then enthrone him in your heart.
让他先在你心中做宝座。
Truly enthrone Christ in your heart.
真实的让基督坐在你心中的宝座上。
To make that choice.
做那样子的决定。
And you should see the stronghold is pulled down.
那在那个时候你就看见这个营垒就要被摧毁。
And then you will see the evidenceThat Christ is enthroned in your heart.
那你就会看见那个基督坐在你心中宝座上的明证。
Then you read that treasure box.
然后你再读这个藏宝箱。
It will be different.
那这个就不一样。
It will be entirely different experience.
对你来说，这就会是一个完全不一样的经历。
Because you have the key.
因为你已经拿到那个钥匙。
Remember when Isaiah looked at heaven?
你记得当以赛亚当看天的时候。
And heaven is open.
那个天是向他打开的。
When the heaven is open, everything is straightforward.
当天向你打开的时候，每一件事情都是非常直接。
Then he heard a voice.
然后他听见那个声音。
And the voice will have immediate impact on him.
在那个声音呢，对他有一个直接的震撼。
There will be immediate response from Isaiah.
并且在以赛亚里面他们有一个直接的回应。
And the words are very simple.
而他所这些的话呢都是非常简单的话。
Holy, holy, holy.
圣哉圣哉圣哉。
It can't be any simpler.
那没有办法比这个更简单的一些的词句。
That is the simplest message you can ever heard.
这是你所能够听到最简单的信息。
Holy, holy, holy.
圣哉圣哉圣哉。
But this simple message, when the heaven is open, had a direct impact in Isaiah.
这一个简单的信息，可是当天向他打开的时候，就对以赛亚有一个直接的震撼。
He saw his unclean lips.
他就看见他乃是一个嘴唇不洁的人。
He saw he lived on the people with unclean lips.
他马上看见他乃是居住在一般嘴唇不洁的民中。
When heaven is open,
当天打开的时候，
When you see the throne of God,
当你看见神的宝座，
Everything is so straightforward.
每一件事情就非常的直接。
It doesn't take a long message like this.
不需要像讲一个非常长的信息。
It's a simple thing. Holy, holy, holy.
就讲一个非常简单的事，圣哉，圣哉，圣哉。
And accomplish so much in Isaiah's life.
可是就这个简单的信息，却在以赛亚的身上里面成全了这么多的事。
Because Isaiah got the key.
因为以赛亚在那个时候就得着了钥匙。
He saw the throne.
他看见的那个宝座。
Heaven is open.
那个天向他打开。
Brothers and sisters, this is so precious.
弟兄姊妹们，这是宝贵的。
We need to come to the Lord.
我们必须要来到主的跟前。
Find that key.
寻找那个钥匙。
We pray the Lord will open the heaven for us.
我们向主祷告，天能够向我们打开。
So we see the throne of God.
所以我们能够看见神的宝座。
Then we enthrone Christ in our heart.
那我们能够让基督坐在我们心中的宝座上。
To bring that throne into our heart.
把那个天上的宝座带到我们的心中。
Invite our Lord Jesus to sit on the throne.
来邀请我们的主耶稣基督坐在那个宝座上。
You know, when David, has to return to, Jerusalem.
当大卫他要回到耶路撒冷的时候。
He didn't just return.
他不仅只是回去。
He asked the people of Israel to invite him back.
他乃是在那边要以色列人邀请他去。
He was the king of Israel.
他是以色列民的王。
His son Absalom chased him out.
他的儿子亚撒龙把他赶出去。
But now Absalom is dead.
可是现在亚撒龙已经死了。
Why can't David just come back into Jerusalem?
为什么大卫没有办法在那个时候就直接回到耶路撒冷城呢？
David wait until the people of Israel invite him back.
大卫在那边等等，只等到以色列人邀请他回来。
This is our Lord Jesus.
这就是我们的主耶稣基督。
Jesus is sitting at the door.
我们的主现在就在门外。
He is knocking at the door.
他现在就在那边叩门。
He will not open the door himself.
他不会自己在那边把门打开。
He's waiting for us to open that door.
他在那边等着我们把那个门为他打开。
If we do not open the door, our Lord Jesus will stand at the door.
如果我们不把门打开的话，我们的主就在门口等。
He will stand patiently.
他在那边非常有耐心的等。
He will stand there with suffering.
他在那边受苦并且耐心的等。
But he will stand there as long as it takes.
可是他愿意在那边等。
Enthrone Christ in our heart is our choice.
让基督坐在我们心中的宝座上是我们的决定。
Open that door is our choice.
把那个门打开是我们的决定。
And our Lord Jesus is standing at the door.
我们的主乃是站在门外。
He want to come in to have fellowship with us.
他盼望能够进来与我们一同坐席。
But he's waiting for someone to open that door.
可是他却在那边等，等到有人能够把这个门打开。
Brother and sister, is tonight a night where you will open that door?
弟兄姊妹们，是不是今天晚上你就愿意把那个门打开呢？
Is tonight that you will say that, Lord, tonight I will invite you back into my heart?
是不是今天晚上我们就能够对主说，主啊，我愿意能够邀请你再次回到我的心中。
I want to invite you to sit on the throne of my heart.
我盼望能够邀请你坐在我心中的宝座上。
I will give you that authority.
我要给你那一个权柄。
So that you will have your own way.In my heart,
让你能够在我的心中任意调度。
You will have your own way in my life.
你能够在我的生命里面做调度的工作。
You will have your own way in my family.
你能够在我的家庭生活里面自由的调度。
You will have your own way in my business.
也能够在我自己的生意上面能够做这样子的事。
The decision is ours.
这一个决定权在是我们的。
May the Lord allow us to see that this is the key.
愿主能够让我们看见这乃是那个钥匙。
And the Lord is giving us this opportunity to invite him.
而主现在把这个机会给我们，让我们能够邀请他。
May we take this opportunity and make the right choice.
让我们能够抓住这个机会，并且做对的选择。
To enthrone Christ in our heart today.
让今天晚上就让基督能够坐在我们心中的宝座上。
Let's pray.
让我们祷告。
Father, we thank you that we have this opportunity to come before you.
父，我们感谢你，我们有这个机会能够来到你的面前。
I'll pray for everyone is sitting in here.
我们为着坐在这边的每一个人祷告。
There is a reason that tonight we're here.
这我们今天晚上在这里是有一个原因的。
We are confident that you have word for us.
我们相信你向着我们有一个你的旨意。
We know that there are those here that who has strong hold in their hearts.
我们相信在这边的每一个人在生命里面都有引垒。
We know there will be those that whose spiritual life has been stagnant.
我们也相信有些人他们在属灵的生命上面停滞不前。
And we would pray for those who still frustrated by many spiritual battles.
我们也为着那一些对着属灵征战有许许多多的情况的人祷告。
We would pray for those who have never been a watchman before.
我们也为着那一些从来没有做那守望的人祷告。
Father, we come to you and say, Lord, speak to us.
父，我们来到你跟前，我们说主啊，向我们说话。
Encourage our heart.
鼓舞我们的心。
To see that you have to sit on the throne of our hearts.
让我们能够看见你愿意能够坐在我们心中的宝座上。
And that is the key to pull down all the strongholds in our life.
这乃是那一个摧毁所有在我们生命里面引垒的那一个钥匙。
That is the key to recover our spiritual growth.
那乃是一个使我们属灵生命能够再一次成长的钥匙。
That's the key for us to be effective in fighting spiritual battles.
这也是那我们能够有效的能够进入到属灵征战的那一把钥匙。
That will qualify us to be a spiritual warrior.
那我们能够有资格能够成为属灵的战士。
To become that watchman for the house of Israel.
我们也能够成为以色列民中那一个看守的人。
Father, I just pray that you will encourage all of us.
父，我们祷告你会能够鼓舞我们每一个人。
To once again to invite you to sit on the throne of our hearts.
再一次的，我们在邀请你能够坐在我们心中的宝座上。
I pray in your precious name.
我们祷告乃是奉你自己宝贵的名。阿门。